is it about backing out of the driveway that causes a child to have to go to the bathroom?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you've turned on the news lately, you're aware that things aren't always right with this world. The news anchor bids you a good evening, then spends the next hour telling you why it isn't. On Laugh Again, we're not living in denial, but we think you'd like to hear some news that leaves you grinning. My favorite lately is the story of the amazing California family who lost their house in a wildfire. Rising from the ashes, they put up a sign, "Finally, no termites." Wow. A California businessman gave out $1,000 checks to every student and staffer of a wildfire-affected school. Then there's the dad whose $8 toothbrush holder turned out to be a 4,000-year-old relic from ancient Afghanistan. In the "we are not making this up" category, six doctors ate Lego pieces to determine how long it takes for Lego to pass through the digestive tract. Okay, well, maybe that's not such great news. Although we now know the average transit time of a Lego piece is 1.71 days. That is about 3/4 of an inch per hour. Please don't try this at home. These were trained professionals. In other news, at the ripe old age of 68, Wisdom the albatross has laid another egg, making her the mother of 37. Well done, Wisdom. Though I don't advise having children after 35. I mean, 35 is a lot of children, don't you think? My favorite story comes from the Christmas season when the Herlein family decided to bring a little humor to their Christmas decor. Along with their usual light display, they left a dummy hanging by his fingertips on the edge of the roof, his feet dangling, a downed ladder leaning next to the house. People stood and pointed and laughed, but the festive scene was too realistic for one passerby, Mr. Norwood, who desperately tried to assist the imperiled dummy. The episode was caught on the Herlein security camera, with a frantic Mr. Norwood yelling for help. "Please hold on," he yells, wrestling with the ladder. "Can you reach it?" When the dummy doesn't respond, Norwood calls 911. Turns out, this wasn't the first call the police had received about the Herlein house. Chris Herlein, the man behind the decoration, and his sister-in-law tracked Mr. Norwood down after the incident and gave him a gift card for his troubles. Good for them. And good for Mr. Norwood. Sure, he was mistaken, but in a world where most pass on by, he cared enough to stop and try to help. If I was in peril, I'd like a Mr. Norwood around. In one experiment, an actor lay groaning and crying for help. Hundreds walked by without raising an eyebrow. It was more than 20 minutes before a friendly stranger offered a helping hand. Sad, isn't it? In Luke chapter 10, a religious leader asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?" Jesus answered, "Love God with everything you have and love your neighbor as yourself." The religious guy asked, "Who is my neighbor?" To answer, Jesus told of a traveler who was robbed, roughed up, and left for dead. A priest came along, held his nose, and walked on by. So did another holy man, a Levite. Then came a Samaritan, the lowest of the low, despised in those parts. But this Samaritan bandaged the wounded man and took him to safety, becoming the most famous Samaritan in history. "Go and do likewise," said Jesus. Who is our neighbor? Anyone in need, a friend, a stranger, an enemy. When we follow Jesus' example, we look for opportunities to bless and help, to lift up the hurting, to share the good news of what Jesus has done for us. And speaking of news, here's one final item. The Nigerian president has denied allegations that he died and was replaced by a clone.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."